Well, what is your favorite time of year? I wonder if for some of you it is spring, when everything begins to grow and turns green. Maybe the sun shines, right, like today. Or maybe it's the fall, when the air turns colder and crisp and the leaves change color. Maybe it's winter, and maybe a favorite holiday like Thanksgiving or Christmas. Well, my favorite time of year happens to be these last few weeks of May and this beginning of June that's coming up. And that's because this is the time of year when the summer staff arrive at Sky Ranch Lutheran Camp. Now, I know you were all waiting for a sermon where I included something about Sky Ranch, right? Yeah, today's the day. So, suddenly, this time of year, Sky Ranch and camps all across the country become alive with the joy and the passion and energy and excitement of the young adults who come to share their gifts and grow in faith for a whole summer. Well, this past week, I had the chance to meet some of those young adults who came up to Sky Ranch, many of them on Wednesday, to begin their staff training. Now, some of them have been to Sky Ranch many, many, many times, and four others, last week was their first time venturing into Colorado, let alone Sky Ranch. It was fascinating to watch all of these young adults gather together, some filled with confidence, some who were worried about what was going to come, some who have musical gifts, others who cannot carry a tune, some who know the Bible well backwards and forwards, and some who don't. But despite all of their differences and their similarities, each person I know has gifts to share this summer. Gifts that they already recognize, and gifts that they don't yet know they have. The summer staff at Sky Ranch is made up of 50 unique individuals that have a wide range of gifts and talents. And I was reminded this past week, as I am every year, that Sky Ranch is just one of the many beautiful expressions of the church in the world. From the very beginning, the church has been rich in diversity and spiritual gifts, as we are reminded today on this Pentecost Sunday. After Jesus' ascension to heaven, the disciples were hanging out together, as Angie was telling us, praying for the Holy Spirit to come as Jesus had promised. And on this day, the 50th day after Passover, which the Jews called Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down from heaven and filled all of the apostles. Now, according to Jewish tradition, Pentecost was a celebration of the first fruits of the harvest and a celebration of the gift of God's law and covenant. So Jews from all over the world would gather together in Jerusalem for this festival day. And in Jerusalem, it wasn't unusual to hear many different languages and see people from all over the world, because Jerusalem was an international city, just like it is today. What was not expected there in that city was to hear God's word proclaimed in your own language when you were far from home. Well, on this Pentecost, the Holy Spirit did something that no one there in Jerusalem expected. By the power of the Holy Spirit, the story of God's power and God's works and God's love were communicated in every language so that everyone could understand. God reached out to the people in the language they knew, and suddenly those people began to see and know and understand God in a way that they hadn't been able to before. This is the power of our creative and living God. Our God who speaks through a variety of traditions and languages. Our God whose power and love are expressed in infinite ways and experiences and people. As we celebrate this Pentecost, we mark the birthday of the church with the gift of this Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit there in that place in Jerusalem, filling up the disciples and moving them to share with others God's wonderful act of saving love through Jesus. And the Holy Spirit that has moved through generation after generation. And the Holy Spirit that continues to work and fill us today through this church. Well, we also heard Paul speak to us today through his letter to the Romans. Encouraging words from the 8th chapter of Romans that invite us to live in this Holy Spirit. When we find ourselves afraid that we don't know how to pray, or when we doubt that God can use us in any way, or when we think that God has abandoned us, we are reminded that we have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit, this Holy Spirit that will never leave us, the Holy Spirit that prays for us when we do not have the words, the Holy Spirit that guides us along pathways that we have never traveled, the Holy Spirit that lives and breathes in us so that we are never alone, never separated from the love of our God. Now, I know that this 8th chapter of Romans is a favorite for many Christians, including myself. These are words of comfort and promise. And we hold on to God's promises and find comfort in God's never-ending love expressed in these beautiful words from Paul. But watch out. On this day when we celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit, we have to remember that we will be comforted by that Holy Spirit always. But that same Holy Spirit is never going to let us get too comfortable, right? Because the Holy Spirit stirs us up, fills us up, and pushes us out to be God's voice and God's hands and God's feet in this world. As we hear again the story of this Pentecost day in the book of Acts, we hear how all the people heard God's good news for them in their own language. And it makes me wonder, how will the Holy Spirit work through us today to speak to people in our own time and place in a language that each person can understand? That Holy Spirit that lives in you, that fills God's church, this day has taught you a language that someone else will recognize and understand. A language perhaps of kindness, of compassion, of generosity, of service, or of poetry, or music, or the arts. A language of the young, or a language of the old. A language that the Holy Spirit has placed within you, that uses your gifts to share God's love and God's ways with a world in need. The Holy Spirit pushes us out into the world, a world filled with diversity and different languages and different people, a world that we find in a coffee shop or a park, in our worship today, in our service work, in an office or a classroom, maybe in your own backyard. God's Holy Spirit working in you this day will use your unique gifts, will use your own special language so that one person might hear in a language they understand that God is speaking to them, that God has good news for them this day. On this Pentecost Sunday, let's give thanks for the gift of the Holy Spirit that breathed life into this church. And then take a moment or two to consider the ministry that God's Holy Spirit is calling you to. Consider what language you have been given that the Holy Spirit wants you to use in this world. I know you will be surprised and amazed at the power of this Holy Spirit, just like those first disciples were so long ago. Amen.